Spitzian San.
This week is Parshas Lachodesh. Parshas Lachodesh is the parasha of Korban Pesach. We would have expected it to be called Parshas Korban Pesach. Parshas Lachodesh begins with the mitzvah of Kiddush Lachodesh. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rish Chodoshim Rishenu Lachem Lachodshi Hashanah. The hakdama to the parasha of Korban Pesach and the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechlal is Kiddush HaChodesh. Why is it that Kiddush HaChodesh is what introduces Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Chayre Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah like all any other mitzvah. Kiddush HaChodesh could have been said at Har Sinai together with all the other mitzvahs. And more so, the whole parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim is called Parasha HaChodesh. The parasha of Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rashi says, "Achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim." Says Rashi, "Hereyu levana bichidusha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the levana as it's nischadish, as it refreshes. Va'om aloi, and the Eibishter said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kashayerech mischadish, when the yerech renews itself, yil lecharish chodesh." We know that the levana has a cycle. There's 15 days of the Chodesh where the Levana gets bigger and bigger and bigger because the sun shines on the moon is positioned against the sun in such a way that it reflects against the Levana. 15 days it increases that the amount that it shines on the moon, and for the next 15 days it decreases, and in Rosh Chodesh the moon is at its lowest point, and then it starts again and it's Mischadesh. Achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim, the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Levana is nischadish, that's when you should make rosh chodesh. That's the beginning of the Yiddish months. How do we make Yiddish months? We have a beis din. Edim come along and say they saw the new moon. They come down to Yerushalayim. They can come even on Shabbos, and they go along and they tell beis din we saw the new moon, and beis din say mekudesh achodesh. That's kiddush achodesh. And like we said, seemingly this seems to be a random mitzvah in the Torah, which has no place over here in the parasha of Pesach and Yitzias Mitzrayim. How does this all connect to Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs says like this. He says, we know nowadays we unfortunately have no Sanhedrin, and we're not Mekadosh the Chodesh al pi Re'iya, right? We have no Kiddush Beis Din. So how are the Chadoshim Nischadish? So he says, everyone knows famously that Hillel Hanasi, who held the last Beis Din, he was made a cheshbon and he was mekadesh all the future chadoshim ad bias Moshiach. He was mekadesh all the future chadoshim and he was ma'abed the shonim, and says the Ramban, Meridik Ezach, he says that lule Hillel, we would have no yom tovim. Because the fact that the moon has a machzeh, the moon has a cycle, and there's aleph lechodesh, beis lechodesh, and gimel lechodesh, we only consider that a chodesh for Yiddish dates, for the dates of the Torah, if there's a kiddush a chodesh, if beis din are mekadesh the chodesh, if beis din are not mekadesh the chodesh, and the moon is just left to go on its own course, we can't be moina those yomim as Yimei HaChodesh, and consider, let's say, for example, Tezvav Tishri, when the moon would be at its full, the moon would be full. Tezvav Tishri, we won't be able to make Sukkot. Tezvav Nisan, we won't be able to make Pesach. Why is that? Because if there's no Kiddush HaChodesh, even though the Levana is still going on its Machzah, but there's no Yom Tovim. So we need Kiddush Beis Din in order to create the Yom Tovim. Without Beis Din, there's no Yom. Without the Kiddush Beis Din, there's no Yom Tovim at all. The same thing the Ritva also says in Chulin. He says exactly the same. He said that if Beis Din aren't mekadosh the Chodesh, then there's no Yom Tovim. Nispatlu amoyadim, and on Yud Tishri, you can eat You can eat on Yud Tishri, even though it would be Yom Kippur. But the only reason why it's Yom Kippur is because Bez Din HaMekadosh, the Chodesh, and they say Mekodesh is a Chodesh, and it becomes a Yiddish Chodesh. And in the Yiddish Chodesh, you can have Yud Tishri, Aleph Tishri, Tezvav Tishri, all these dates of the Torah are all built around the fact that there's a Kiddush HaChodesh. There's no Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no Yom Tovim. So now we understand. The Torah introduces us to the Yom Tov of Pesach with telling us that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. If there's no mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we have no Yom Tov of Pesach, we have no Tezvav Nisan. Tezvav Nisan only exists because there's a Kiddush Bez Din. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadosh the Chodesh when the Ribbono Shel Olam showed him the Levana B'Chidusha. From then on, there's a Chodesh Nisan, and there's Aleph Nisan, there's Beis Nisan, there's Gil Nisan, there's Tezvav Nisan. And on Tezvav Nisan, we make Pesach. So to introduce Bechlal, the parasha of Yom Tov, we need to have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. We know that the Chasima on the Brochis of Yom Tov, in Shemoneh Esrei, there's a bracha every Yom Tov called Kedushas Hayom. Shabbos as well. The middle bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is called Kedushas Hayom. On Shabbos, the Chasima is Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mekadosh the Shabbos. On Yom Tov, the Chasima is Mekadosh Yisrael VaAzmanim. The Gemara explains Mekadosh Yisrael VaAzmanim means Mekadosh Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. The Inu calls Klal Yisrael Mekadoshim Azmanim. And because Klal Yisrael are Mekadosh the Zmanim, they're Mekadosh the Chadoshim. And like we've seen from the Ramban, that goes a lot further, because the whole Yom Tov is only built around the Kiddush Bezdin of the Chadoshim. And Lule, the Kiddush Bezdin of the Chadoshim, there's no Yom Tovim at all. So Bazoi, we finish off the bracha of Yom Tov by saying Mekadosh Yisrael, to even Mekadosh the Zmanim, hence we have Yom Tovim. Very interesting thing that in Maaser Rav, which is Hanhogus of the Vilna Goyim, so it says over there that the Mechaber, who was called Rabbi Socha Beresh, he was a dayan in the Vilna Bezdin, he says that he heard from one of the Talmudim of the Goyim, he said he only heard this from one Talmud, no one else ever heard this from the Goyim, but he heard from a Talmud of the Goyim who was called Rabbi Yom Shklover, that he overheard the Goyim when he said the bracha of Kiddush Levana. In the Chasima, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Chodoshim. He heard the Vilna Goyim being Chosim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Chodoshim. And the emes is, this Chasima of Mekadesh Chodoshim is already mentioned such a shitta in one of the Rishonim called Tanya Rabosi, is mentioned such a shitta to be Chosim Mekadesh Chodoshim rather than Mechadesh Chodoshim. And furthermore, it's a medrash in Parshas Boy, that there's clearly two mandomim. One mandoma says that the chasima of the bracha of Kiddush Levana is Mechadish Chodoshim, and another mandoma says that the chasima of the bracha of Kiddush HaChodesh is Mekadish Chodoshim. But, interestingly enough, the Medrash, when he discusses when one makes Kiddush Levana in the Zman when Bezdin or Mekadish, Alpiri Iya. In Bizman, when Le'idim go to Bezdin, and Bezdin are Mekadosh the Chodesh, and then the Medrash says, what does one do? What's the Chasim on the Bracha of Kiddush Levana when Bezdin are Mekadosh the Chodesh? Says the Medrash, two shittas, either Mekadosh Chodoshim or Mekadosh Chodoshim. Seemingly from the Medrash, that when there's no Kiddush Bezdin, nowadays when we're Mekadosh Al Pi Cheshbon, when there's no, then we say Mekadosh Chodoshim, because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh. There's Mekadosh Chodoshim, but there's no Mekadosh Chodoshim anymore. But L'chayre, the Pshat in the Goyim Tanhage is that the Goyim held like the Ramban, that which we're Mekadosh nowadays, Al Pi Cheshbon, is also a Kiddush Bezdin. Now Hillel, when he was Mekadosh, when he worked out the Cheshbon, it wasn't just a pure Cheshbon of when the Chadoshim should be, and when the Iburim should be, when the Leap Years should be. He actually was Mekadosh the Chadoshim, Haboy. So therefore, when the Goyim said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Chodoshim, he was saying that Hillel was Mekadosh the Chodoshim, Haboim. All the future Chodoshim also had Kiddush Bezdin. Because like we said, the Ramban says, without Kiddush Bezdin, we have no Chodoshim, and therefore we have no Yom Tovim. We need Kiddush Bezdin. Without Kiddush Bezdin, we have no Yom Tovim. Is a Brazil, the Goyim was Chosim, Mekadosh Chodoshim, even Bizman Hazeh. Now, the Chiddush HaLevana which is the yisoid of the Yimei Achodesh, because the moon runs on a machzor of getting bigger and smaller, right? Now, historically, when did this happen? When did the moon begin this mahalach of getting bigger and smaller? Was it always azay from Shas Bria to Olam, or did it come later on? So, we know the pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. Says in the pasuk, "Vayatz Elikim es shnei hamoiris hagdolim." The Eibushter made the two big lights. Es hamoir hagadol lemishal es hayom, ves hamoir hakatoin lemishal es halayla. The big one to rule by day, and the small one to rule by night. So the Gemara asks the Kasha in Chulin, and Rashi brings it over here often not. It's Tomua. The pasuk begins and says, "Vayatz Elikim es shnei hamoiris hagdolim," the two big ones. And then the pasuk continues, "Esamoyer God l'mishal esayim, v'esamoyer Kot l'mishal esalayla." All of a sudden, there's a small one. What happened over here? So it's a famous Gemara. Everyone knows it. That the Gemara says, "Hamoyer sagdeilim." Says Rashi, "Shovim nivru." They were created equal. "V'nismato alavono." The levono was downsized. "Al chekitrugo." Because he had a kitrug. Va'omra yefsha lishne malachim sheishtamshu bekesa echod. There can't be two malachim umishtamish bekesa echod, and therefore the Eibishter was makt in the levana. Now, we know that there's three basic differences between the chama and the levana. First of all, physically, the chama is a lot bigger than the levana. Secondly, the light of the chama is a lot stronger than the light of the levana. And thirdly, that the levana has this cycle of getting bigger and smaller, right? Now the question is, when it says in the pasuk "Vayas alikim b'shnei moiris hagdolim," at that point, does it mean to say that the chama and the levana were exactly the same size and were giving off the same light, or does it, or not, or is there a tzad that no, maybe they were both the same size, however, the chama was giving off more light than the levana? So very interesting that the Chizkuni seems to be bothered by Akasha. The Chizkuni says that La'olam, the Chama was always giving off more light than the Levana. And what's his Raya? The Chayra, his Raya is because it says in the Pasuk, "Vayikra elikim la'or yoyim, v'lachoshech kara la'olam." It's dark in the night and it's light during the day. Now if the Levana is shining the same oil that it shines as the Aura Chama, then what's the difference between night and day? So L'Chayra, says the Chizkuni says, that when we say Shnei Ama'iris HaGdolim, that the Chama was as big as the Levana, all that means is that the Chama was as large as the Levana. It was physically the same size, but they weren't giving off the same amount of light. However, the Maram Shif in Chulin Daf Samach says a different mahalach. He says, no. The Emes and the Chama was taka shining as strong as the Levana, and the Chama was shining equally. The question is, so Bezei, how do you have night and day? So he says, Azoi. Before the Levana complained and was made smaller, and it was shining as bright as the Chama, then the Chama and the Levana were both rised in the morning and they set in the evening, and in the night there was absolutely nothing. The limshel by yoim ubalaila, that which the Levana is moshel balaila, and the Chama is by Yoim, that only began after the Eibishter was Memayit, the Oir HaLevana. So now, even if the Levana is going to shine by night, it's still going to remain dark. Izoi Barazoi, the Levana was given the night. But until that point, the Chama and the Levana both shone together by day. Zayzot the Manchit. Shav Machlekes. On one hand, the Chizkuni says that the Oir HaLevana was never as strong as the Oir HaChama. When we say Shnei Ama'iris HaGdolim, all that means is that the Levana was as large as the Chama. And we have, on the other hand, we have the Maram Shif, who tells us, no, that the Chama and the Levana were both Moshel Bayoim, and Balayla there was nothing, not a Chama, not a Levana. This is what the Maram Shif. Now, that, till now we've discussed, when was the Levana downsized, and when did it get less bright? The question is, when was it maschil the pegimas alavana? This that the levona only shines because the sunlight of the chamer reflects on it. When did that begin? It's very interesting. There's a machlokes about this as well. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Chavav, it's to state the mitzvah of Kiddush Levon. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and he says that Noshim are not noig to do Kiddush Levon. Why are they not noig to do Kiddush Levon? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Fine. We know mitzvah saseh shazman groma. The Noshim also do mitzvah saseh shazman groma. They make a bracha on the lulav. Our minigas, they even make a bracha on it. They sit in the sukkah. They hear shofar. So why is it that for Kiddush Levona, let it be taka mitzvah seish as man groma, but why are Noshim not noig to do it? So brings the Magen Avraham from the Shlah HaKadosh, as the Shlah zokt, that Chava, when she gave Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, she was goyrim the pegima salavona. That means that until Friday, the Eivishtah Bashaf and the Levona on Wednesday, until Friday, the Levona didn't have this machzah of getting bigger and smaller. That only began later on, with the chet of the Eitz Hadas. When the Levona was nismait, at that point it was just made, either it was physically made smaller, or the oil of the Levona was made less, like we discussed before from the Chizkuniyah and from the Maram Shif. But the Pegima Salavona, that was a totally unrelated thing. The Pegima Salavona, that began only when there was the chet of Eitz Hadas. That's when the Pegima Salavana came about. As they state in Magen Avraham. However, we say in Kiddush Levana, V'yiratzoin, the malo is Pegima Salavana, V'lo yiyabo shum miyut, V'yi oir halavana k'oir hachama, k'mo yishahoy sokoyde miyuto, sh'neem ha'shneem oir sagdeyle. We daven for three things, l'chira. V'yiratzoin, l'malo is pegima salavona. There should be milui pegima salavona. The levona won't have this cycle of getting bigger and smaller. It will be molei the whole chodesh. L'malo is pegima salavona. That's one bakasha. There's another bakasha. V'lo yiyah bo shum miyut. Now what does that mean? V'lo yiyah bo shum miyut. L'chira, that means it shouldn't be physically smaller. It should be physically the same size as the chama. Furthermore, a third bakasha, v'yi oir halavana k'oir hachama, and the oir halavana should shine as strongly as the oir hachama, k'moy shahoy sakoydu mi'uta, like it was before it was nismayit, sh'nem ha'shneem oir sakdeilim. So it's mashma, all these three things which will be mispalal, that l'malit pegima salavana, number one, that the pegima salavana, that the moon should be full the whole chodesh. Number two, v'lo yiyah bo shum miyut, it shouldn't be physically smaller than the chama. And the yi oir halavana k'oir hachama k'moy shoyis akoyd miuta, that the oir halavana should shine as strongly as the oir hachama. All of that k'moy shoyis akoyd miuta shneim hashneim oir sagdolim. All of that is going to come back la'asid lavei, and all of that was nismait on yom revi. All of that happened. Side the pekimas halavana happened yom revi, and side that the levana became physically smaller, and side that the levana became downsized in the amount of that it gave off. All of that happened on Yom Revi, and the Chatchila by Vayas Hashem Hashneim Oris Hagdolim, they were entirely equal. Very, very interesting. The words of Ereshivat Simei Bereishis are very problematic, and we'll discuss. There's a Rashi in Parashas Bereishis about this. It sounds like that in Shiva Simei Bereishis, in the all 7 days of Simei Bereishis, it was Meshamash the Oir HaGonus. The Oir HaLavona, K'Oir HaChama, K'moy Shoyis HaKoyed Miyuta, means that Oir Shiva Simei Bereishis means that during the 7 days of Maaseh Bereishis, from the first Sunday till after Shabbos, then the Oir HaGonus was Meshamash all those 7 days. So we daven Oir Shiva Simei Bereishis that the Oir HaGonus, which is Gonus the Tzadikim Na'aseh Lavei, will come back. There's, if you look in Rashi in Parashas Bereishis, you'll see there's two grisois over there, how long the Oir HaGonus was Meshamash before the Ribono Shel Olam was going as it. Was it Meshamash for 3 days, or was it Meshamash for 7 days? Sounds like in the Tefillah that it was Meshamash for 7 days. I was Mamash Amuridik in Shasanta Zach. There was a Heilig Yid in Brisk called Reb Simcha Zelig. He was the Dayan of Brisk. He was the famous Meir HaHira in Poland just before World War II. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. And when he said Kiddush, there's two Eidus, and one for Rabbi Aaron Epsteinman Zechoyin Levracha, and one for Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, that they both heard that when Rav Simcha Zelig used to say Kiddush Levona, he wouldn't say Virotza in the Malis Pegimus Alavona. He wouldn't say Virotza in the Malis Pegimus. He left out those words. Virotza in the Malis Pegimus Alavona, he wouldn't say. And they asked him why. Why did you leave out that tefillah? The Malis Pegimus Alavona, why did you leave it out? So he said, look, now there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why is there a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Because the Levona gets bigger and it gets smaller. When the Levona is Bechidusha, when the Levona refreshes itself after it gets smaller, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to begin to be Mekadosh the Chodesh again. He says, what's going to be when there's a million Pegimus HaLevona? We're going to lose the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. He says, Ich kenish davenen as mezol faloyen, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Die Rotze in der Malle ist Pegimus HaLevona, kenne ich danke Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. Ich kenne ich Davon in der Sonne, ich danke Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. Imagine going Davon in der Sonne, ich wachse in Kulule auf der Bäume. The love should grow on a tree. Ich kenne ich Davon in der Sonne. And even though, very interesting, even though, because that's the Tikkun HaBriah. That's the Tikkun HaBriah. That's the world, the way it's supposed to be is with the Levona, Shalai Bibki Masa. Nevertheless, Rav Simcha Zelig, Hanishki ken Davon in der Rotze in der Malle ist Pegimus HaLevona. So mention Rav Simcha Zelig, I read over there in this book, Imam Shemuridik and Maisa about him, that Rav Simcha Zelig was a grace about Yisurim. He was an ill person and his wife was paralyzed for most of his married life, and he had to take care of her. And in his children he didn't have nachas from. He had a very difficult life. But it was Yadua, he was a very happy, upbeat person. Very happy, upbeat, and he was very noyam with people. And he had lots of savlonas for Allah Sultan, Meshugoyim, etc. And Reb David Soloveitchik says that he used to live in the same building as Reb Simcha Zelig. They lived on the second floor, and Reb Simcha Zelig lived on the third floor. And they shared one common Beis Akise, like it was in those days. Outside there was a common Beis Akise, and they all shared that Beis Akise. So they walked past the Beis Akise, and he heard groans and groans and groans. And it sounded like it was coming from... He could hear Reb Simcha Zelig's voice. And he went upstairs and he told his father, the Briskarov, he said, it sounds like something wrong with Reb Simcha Zelig. He's groaning and groaning and moaning. So he said, so the Briskarov said to him, don't worry. Don't worry about Reb Simcha Zelig. He said, I got the Zeit, when I nicht in Beis Akise, er liegt in Lennon, and er hat nicht kein Kopf zu trachten wegen sein Deiges und wegen sein Zores. He goes in Beis Akise, er kann nicht trachten in Lennon. And he doesn't have anything to combat those Machshavas with. So he has those daggers. But Al Kaponim, the because with that we lose the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So we have a machlekes between the one hand, the Shlach Kodesh, who says that the mitzvah, who says that the Pegimah Salavona that began after the Chet of Eitz Hadaas, and on the other hand we have the Nusach HaTfila in Kiddush Levona, which is also, by the way, a Teres Chaim in Chulin, who also says that the Pegimus HaLevona began on Yom Revi when the Levona was Nismait. That's when the Pegimus HaLevona happened. And the Teres Chaim actually adds in another Knech. He says, look, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis that we use the Levona that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave us the Levona in order to count with that the Moyadim. So Rashi says the Moyadim Hashem Ma'asid Shasidim Yisrael Itztavos Al HaMoyadois Klal Yisrael are going to be Nitztav on the Yomim Tovim Vehim Nimnim, and they're counted L'Moyled HaLevona according to the rebirth of the moon. So on Yom Revi already it seems to be that there's such a thing called the Moyled HaLevona. There's a rebirth of the moon. And the Rebbeinu Shem tells us that we're going to count, the Rebbeinu Shem created the Levon in order that we should count with it the Moyadim. So L'chaira, seemingly that the Pegimus HaLevon already existed on the Yom Revi and not on Yom HaShishi like the Shlach wants to suggest.
How do you explain if the same Kish Levon, the Levon and if we say that the Levon was at night, not the day, so was it day or was it night? Was it light?
No, then we have to say like the Maram Shif. If we say the Levona was as powerful, the light was as powerful as the Chama,
and it was benign.
then those two things are incompatible. Yeah. That's the Maram Shif says, if you're going to say the Oyer Avon was as strong as the Oyer Chama, one has to say that until Yom Revi, the plan was that it would be Moshul by Yom together with the Chama. Yeah, then it's going to be established. Yeah. There's no Yom and no Laila.
The Maram says on that the Oyer Shish was the prevailing light, and those two, the Chama and the Ola, were both like Shtei Horoshim, like the clock and the candle, and the Oyer Shish and the Yom Rishonim. Their sole purpose is Shragabatira, if you got the right light. Their sole purpose was to measure time.
Oh wow, oh wow. When the light was the Oshesh's Mebreshes. Wow. So going back to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, in the brach of Kiddush Levana we say, the Rebbeinu Shleilam tells the Levana to renew itself. Ateres Tiferes Lamusei Baten Shehem Asidim, because Klal Yisrael Shehem Asidim, they're in the future going to be Lischadish Kemoisa, to be Mischadish like the Levana renews itself every Chodesh. La'asid Lavoi, there's going to be a Schadish of Klal Yisrael Shehem Asidim Lischadish Kemoisa, says the Sasemes. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and of Kiddush Levana tells us that a Yid has a koyach of ischadshus. A Yid can have an aliyah that like the Levana, it goes up, the tesvah of Yomim, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the second part of the Chodesh, it decreases, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Nevertheless, even after it hits rock bottom, it's choyzer umischadish, and it has a rebirth and it can begin again. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and they are Shukuyim in Mem Tesrei Tumah. It seems like there's no way out. There's no way they can get out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is, they're under total lockdown. No ever managed to escape from there. Kiddush HaChodesh tells us that Shehei Masidim Mitzchadesh Kemoisa, just like the Levana picks itself up from being nothing. It's Michsi Siara, the Gemara says. It's entirely covered, the Levana. One can't see nothing of the Levana for 6 hours. But nevertheless, the Levana is Chuyzo Mischadish. Similarly, Klal Yisrael, when they come out of Mitzrayim, they've gone down to as low as one can possibly get. But nevertheless, they can pick themselves up and be Chuyzo Mischadish for the Levana Omash et Ischadish. And that tells us that Ateres Tiferes La Musei Botan Shem Asidim Mischadish Kemoisa. Says the Sfasem, it's not just when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. And it's not just when lasid lavei, but the same thing is every chodesh, a yid can cash in, so to speak, to the schadshus of the chodesh. A yid is not confined. A yid is never doomed to any particular situation. He says the goyim amoyna the chama. The sun has no changes. It just goes. It's totally monotonous. It's exactly the same 365 days a year. The Levana has changes, there's ups, there's downs, and even after the downs, it picks itself up and it starts all over again. One isn't dependent on one's previous actions, on previous matzavim. A Yid is entirely a ben chayrin, and he's never tied down to his situation. I heard a Merida Kemaisa from one of the Zikne Yerushalayim, that he had a very difficult shtub, and he came home Lel Seder one year. He came home and it just seemed perfect. It just seemed perfect. The whole Seder table was super great, and the tablecloth was clean. It wasn't normally like that, and the bechers were polished, and the kids were behaving themselves, and it seemed like it was a picture perfect Seder Nacht. Suddenly one of his children comes along, yanks the tablecloth, and everything comes crashing down. And he said, Ribbono Shelolam, he says, a mensch who comes home by Seder Nacht, and everything is perfect, and you know everyone is well dressed, and the Edom is on this side, and the daughter's on that side, and everything's just the way it's supposed to be, that's a certain dependency. The person has a dependency. He needs for his Avodas Hashem that everything should be just so. It should just be the way. Of course, he's prepared to be Ovid Hashem, but it's got to be under his terms. He says, yet the Ganser say that the whole Seder table is, you know, the worst time of year to pull the tablecloth is Seder Nacht, because there's an endless amount of things on the table. Haggadahs, Seder plates, wine, matzahs. It's the most. It's also the most. The tablecloth is very, very vulnerable as well that time of year, and everything seemingly has gone wrong. So, Eivishta, Echonishkin dependency. I'm not even dependent on having a Shayna Seder table in order to feel, in order to be over you, in order to serve you. I want to feel that I'm entirely not dependent on anything exterior. And that's the true Hischadshus. When a person realizes that he's not dependent, he's not doomed because of what his previously his actions have been. He can be Choyzom Hischadish from Frisch. Amen.